Australian fighter jets have carried out their first bombing runs on ISIS targets in Syria. That's news has just confirmed this morning. And he's just out of a meeting with some of the defence officials. He is Defence Minister Kevin Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
What's the latest from your briefing?
The latest is that 2 days ago we carried out our first successful strike against ISIL over eastern Syria. One of our Hornets located and targeted a armoured personnel carrier and successfully launched a guided missile against it.
Okay, and I assume that would lead to loss of life, would it?
Well, we can't be sure if and how many people were in the personnel carrier, but if they were, they were certainly killed.
How many missions have we flown?
We've flown two or three at the moment. We flew the first one, I think, last Saturday, but we weren't successful in locating a target which we could send the missile against. We operate under quite strict rules of engagement, and those rules of engagement are to try and avoid civilian casualties.
Has there only been one missile fire?
I believe so.
Okay, in several raids. So are the raids continuing daily?
Our planes are over, mostly over northern Iraq. They are now going over eastern Syria as well, and we're going almost daily.
When were you made aware that we're actually going in?
I was made aware of the first mission, I think, on Saturday morning by my Defence Department.
See, we were told at the weekend that we'd only done flyovers, but this is another element, isn't it?
It is. One of the things that occurs, Neil, is that, first of all, the planes have to fly up from the UAE. That's like flying from Melbourne to Bears Rock or Ellis Springs. Once they get up there, they fly around for a number of hours. They can be refueled, and then they've got to fly back. So they're often doing what's called dynamic targeting, that is looking for objects or looking for Daesh that they can target against.
Did they undergo any return fire at all, our aircraft?
I don't believe so, and this is one of the safety elements in these missions. They fly at a height which is generally out of the way of most things that could be fired at them, and not entirely everything, but they fly at a significant height, and that means that they can launch missiles against targets and try and remain safe. But having said that, there is always a risk.
This may not be public knowledge, excuse my ignorance if it isn't, but how many aircraft have we got there?
Currently we've got six of our Hornet fighters. We also have an air-to-air refueler, and we have a Wedgetail Eagle, which is a Wedgetail aircraft, which is a command and control aircraft, which, as it suggests, commands and controls these sorts of operations.
Is there any suggestion we need to increase the number of aircraft, given that we've extended the bombing?
Not at this stage. This is a matter of being able to adequately identify targets. If there was a need for more aircraft, then that would be a matter for the Chief of Defence Force to advise me and for me to take that to the National Security Committee of Cabinet.
Does the new Prime Minister have to sign off on any of this, or does it just go on as normal?
These are matters which the NSC has already made decisions about. I obviously inform the Prime Minister of any significant changes to operations, and I'll obviously get him up to date with the operations, with the, briefing from the Defence Department and the Chief of the Defence Force.
Before he became Prime Minister, he did say that he believed we had to be careful about overreacting to ISIL, and maybe it wasn't as dangerous as some were suggesting. That means if he was to change this policy, who approves that?
Well, I don't think he's going to change the policy, Neil, because he said in Parliament yesterday that these activities by Australian Defence Forces are important for the safety and security of Australians. So I think the policy will continue. But these decisions, to answer your question specifically, these are matters which are considered by the National Security Committee.
You did tell me yesterday you wanted to stay in defence. Well, it's probably a bad time to move, isn't it, given that you've been across this since it started? It'd be a bad time to be... Well, maybe it's time for continuity in the ministry?
This is an instance, Neil, that I firmly believe continuity is important. We are not only involved in these sort of, you know, detailed operations in the Middle East, we are doing the biggest restructure of the Defence Department for probably close to 50 years. We are just about in a position to publish a defence white paper which will set out our strategic challenges and how we respond to them for the next 20 years. And that's just the start of the things that we're doing at the present time. So I firmly believe that continuity is important at the moment in defence.
And there's the bid for the job.
Well, it's not about me. It's about ensuring that this country remains safe and secure, and that means having a very good relationship between the Defence Minister, the Chief of the Defence Force and the other senior people in Defence, and we've got that. It takes time to build that, but we have it at the present time, and I think it's important that we maintain it.
Have you had any discussion with the new Prime Minister about the threat posed by ISIS?
Only in passing, as I said, I'm arranging a briefing for him on our operations from the Chief of the Defence Force.
Everything's settling down there now, or is it too soon for that?
Look, I think we're getting on with the job. You know, these things happen from time to time. I've been around long enough to see this. The reality is that the Liberal Party room decided to change the leader. We've done that. That's now a fact. In my case, I've reached out to Malcolm and said, we've got to work together, we've got to rebuild, we've got to be united, and if we do that, well, then we're serving the people of Australia as best we can.
Julie Bishop said on television last night she'd known for several days before she told Tony Abbott. Was that fair?
I'm not going to get into that, Neil. That's a matter for others.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Neil.
Kevin Andrews, the Defence Minister, putting in a bid to stay in the job. It may also make sense, I would suggest. But I tell you what, it gives you a bit of context, doesn't it? We're going on about toing and froing in Canberra, and it all happens, and we've got a new Prime Minister without any violence or blood. At the same time, our own people are flying aircraft into a war. Kevin Andrews, Defence Minister.